Dear friends, St. Ambrose said, gratitude is an urgent matter. Gratitude, thanksgiving, is an urgent matter. And I might add also, a daily matter. No matter the situation, dear friends, let us continue to give thanks to God. Let us also give thanks to one another when the opportunity rises. We celebrate Thanksgiving weekend. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Family, friends will gather. There will be a little downtime before life starts up once more on Tuesday. Let us reflect a little bit, dear friends, on what we have read. I think it's providential that the readings today point also towards Thanksgiving. Naaman, the leper, a Syrian general, when he was healed, he went back to give thanks. He went back to Elisha. He didn't just send anybody or write a letter. He went back to give thanks. The 10 lepers who were healed in the gospel, unfortunately, 9 of them did not see fit to go back and give thanks. But thanks be to God that one went back to Jesus. One who had every right not to even bother about Jesus. He was from Samaria. Jews and Samaritans do not mix. But it was he who went back to give thanks. And that was why Jesus mentioned, where are these other Jews, 9 of them? Was it this foreigner who only saw fit to come back and give thanks? It is important, dear friends, that we reflect on why we should be giving thanks time and time and time again, so that it's not just eating turkey tomorrow, getting fed up, and then end of story. There has to be a reason why we give thanks. The late John Paul II, Saint Pope John Paul II, he said, remember the past with gratitude. Remember the past with gratitude. Live the present with enthusiasm. And look forward to the future with confidence. Remember the past with gratitude. Live the present with enthusiasm. And look forward to the future with confidence. I bring it up, dear friends, because these men who came back to give thanks, Naaman, the Syrian general, looking back at his past, it wasn't so good. Can you imagine the humiliation that this general went through all these years being a leper? Can you imagine the snickering behind him, sometimes to his hearing? Look at him. Don't come close to me. Keep walking. Nobody wanted to mix with him. Until they listened to a little girl, a slave girl, and he went and got his healing. But he looked back and knew that that was behind him. He was living the present with enthusiasm. He went back to give thanks because he would not let his past hold him back. He would not let his past make his presence unfavorable. I think he had every reason to be bitter. If God was going to heal me, why didn't he do it a long time ago? Why did he even allow me to get leprosy in the first place? The 10 people in the gospel, the reading is so light. But if we knew what the plight of lepers were in those days, in Israel and the surrounding environs, if someone was a leper, this is what happens. The person is by law obliged to wear a belt around his or her waist. And as you go, you shout unclean, so that anyone within a few meters radius will run for cover. That was the humiliation they were put through at that time. And that was why those lepers did not come near to Jesus. The gospel tells us they stood from afar and shouted, Jesus, Master. These were outcasts. They had every reason to be bitter. Because leprosy was not their fault. It's a disease that somehow they got in contact with. But society ostracized them. They had every reason to be bitter. They had every reason to let their past affect their present. But this one gentleman, thanks be to God, he did not. He came back to give thanks. Dear friends, sometimes the past may not be so rosy. But there are ways we can go back to give thanks to God. I want us to concentrate on going back to give thanks no matter what happens. We can give thanks in the form of charity. I may be preaching to the choir here because every time we have the St. Vincent de Paul collection, we have a bountiful harvest for our brothers and sisters who are less fortunate. So, in material-wise, we are a charitable parish. I must say that. And I'm proud to be part of that parish, this parish. But we can also be charitable in giving thanks to God by the talents that we have. Do we have the voice to soothe and calm difficult situations? That is one way of giving thanks to God. Making sure that we lend our voices to the things that could rift our families apart. Making sure that we are the voice of reason when the evil one wants to rift friendships and families apart. Let us be that soothing voice, charitable speaking to our wives, to our husbands, to our children, to friends and family. We can also give thanks, going back to give thanks to God, dear friends, in forgiveness. We can forgive ourselves in a very special way because I've spoken to a lot of people who they hold on to what they did in the past that they are no longer doing in the present. They're not living that present with this present time with enthusiasm. They cling on to the mistakes they made in the past. First of all, dear friends, let us give ourselves this Thanksgiving a gift of forgiving ourselves for whatever mistakes we have made in the past. Because God Himself has said, as soon as you turn away, I myself will turn away. Let us give ourselves that gift of forgiving ourselves, because once we have repented of it, God has also forgotten about it. Let us also extend that gift of thanksgiving and forgiveness to people who have hurt us, especially if they are no longer with us, especially if they are dead. Let us extend that forgiveness to them. And why do I say that? Because I know also a lot of people who hold on to hurts of the past. When the person is no longer here with us, when the person is dead, doesn't even know that you are hurting. Let us let go this Thanksgiving, dear friends. Let us remember that there is so much more to give thanks to God about in the present than what has happened in the past. Let us continue to give thanks to God, dear friends, in prayer. And we have been doing that. At least the Eucharist, the Greek word for the Eucharist is from a Greek word which means thanksgiving. So right here and now, we are giving thanks to God. But privately and in our own little ways, let us count our blessings, dear friends, and continue one after the other to give thanks to God, because that is what God is asking of us. Psalm 50 makes it very clear. God said, if I were hungry, I would not tell you. Everything in this world belongs to me. All I'm asking is a sacrifice of thanksgiving. All I'm asking is a sacrifice, a heart full of thanksgiving. And that was why also the psalmist, Psalm 116, he put it in very clear words. He said, God is summoning each and every one of us, his sons and daughters. He's asking us once more for thanksgiving that flows from the heart. Let our relationship with God, dear friends, be one that is full of thanksgiving. Let us not remember anything that hurts us. Let us in no way be the cause of division this Thanksgiving with anyone we meet, we greet, we sit down to eat with.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you
what the Lord has done. Peace be with you.